Every now and then in an artist's career comes along an album that makes you reappraise what that artist is doing and think about them in a whole new light. This is not that record.
Writing an album after two novels, John Wesley Harding is facing a flood of reviews saying he's now a literate songwriter. But the words and wit have been a part of his songs from the start. So, more of the same is a welcome return. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The work of John Wesley Harding may be sharp and biting, but in terms of intelligence, not pain. The 5-year wait between records, however, took some patience. There were two worth reading books, Misfortune and By George, some book-related songs, and time spent on another novel that's waiting in the wings. But focusing on being an author also gave him some freedom on the music side of his career. And after recharging his songwriting creativity, we now have a full new album from Wes called Who Was Changed and Who Was Dead. So it's back to rock and back to touring for John Wesley Harding. And he told FUV's Claudia Marshall about some of the behind-the-scenes basics in his sound and dual career.
What I do is a very old-fashioned thing, which is that, you know, I write songs that make sense in words that generally rhyme with words that people can understand, I hope, and stories that make sense to them. Now, within those parameters, I think a good thing to do is use yardsticks that make sense to everybody. People know that God is meant to symbolize a good thing, and the devil is meant to symbolize a bad thing, and a ghost is meant to symbolize what happens after life, and Pandora is this person who opened the box, and
vampires. You use vampires in one song.
I do use vampires in one song. You know, people know, and these are yardsticks. They're like yardsticks in myth, and people know what they mean. And
once touchstones
is a very good word. And they're touchstones, and people understand them so that when you play around with them a little, then you can have interesting results and you can communicate something without maybe getting into a lot of explanation about it. Like the devil and my favorite angel is, you know, it's playing around with something that people understand. And that's why, I mean, throughout my career, you could just look at these songs and it's like the devil in me and your ghost and, you know, and I looked back through my career and it's all these things and the same things keep popping up. Well, it cut deep, you couldn't sleep. Those dreams do not come cheap, and you learn from me, turn from me. You were your own worst enemy. Well, not a word, no goodbye. Like lightning falling from the sky. Change your name, give it spin. You have shed your original skin. Your dark noise, your seductive voice. All my creatures spoiled for choice. And it's strange how things change. You were my favorite angel. I still see you shining in the sun. And the hollowed out Bible where you kept your gun. I loved you, Lucifer. I loved you, Lucifer.
You have said that being on a book tour is more exhausting than being on a music tour.
I stand by that.
How is that?
It's because in a book tour, you travel on the plane, which airports are very exhausting, as you know. You're picked up at the airport, and from the moment you're picked up at the airport, you go to this bookstore, that bookstore, this radio thing, that radio thing, you know, because you're driven around very quickly. And then at the end of the day, you'd maybe do a reading. I won't say there's no fulfillment in the reading, because readings can be fun, but there's no release like there is at a gig. And the gig is when you get to go, it was all worth it, wasn't it? Look, you're enjoying yourselves, and I'm enjoying myself, and you're laughing, and I don't have a set list, and you're making requests, and every night is different, and this is why we do this. This is the whole reason, and then I get paid money for doing that, which is great.
Oh, well, a businessman with a very young dolly bird talked through the set like what he thought he heard, dropped some names he claimed to represent, and asked me if I had any management. 2 weeks later, I'm signing on the dotted line, offered some drugs, at first I declined. Lots of parties where the spread's incredible, but don't get close, man, the food's inedible. And I became a spinning top, and that's how I got from the bottom to the top.
Live at FUV, it's John Wesley Harding and Top of the Bottom from his new album, Who Was Changed and Who Was Dead. Listen to more of the performance and other exclusive interviews online at WFUV.org.